Sabbath School. Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Friday. Summary. Our memory verse for this week in the first epistle of Peter, in the second chapter, and there verse 9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. So, is he writing to Jews? Let's look at the beginning of this epistle. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 1. Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers. Oh, no, not to the Jews. It's to the strangers. Scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia. To the strangers. He writes to the strangers? But what has he written? But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Peter, are you right in your opinion? Is that true? It is. You are the chosen generation. You are the royal priesthood. Why so? That you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people. You were not a people. You were not God's holy people. You were strangers. You are strangers. It's written here. In time past, you were not a people, but are now the people of God. Now you are. Because you have faith in Christ Jesus, which had not obtained mercy, but now hath obtained mercy. It's in time past, no mercy. But now, mercy. You hadn't obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. Why so? Because of faith in Christ Jesus. You are a chosen generation. You strangers, you not Jews. Those who were not a people of God. Those who had not, as we have read it here, obtained mercy. Now you have got it. What a privilege! What a privilege! We are chosen generation. Israel is the oil tree, but it was cut, and you were put into it. You were taken from another wild tree. You were taken and put into the old tree of Israel. They were cut off, and you were put in. Why are you there? Only by faith in Christ Jesus. That's the only reason. Trusting him saves you. Mistrusting him, what will happen then? You will lose your life forever. Trusting him, you will gain your life forever. What will you choose? Which side do you want to belong to? Jesus Christ, he is the one who loves you. So why shouldn't you trust him and follow him and obey his commandments and tell him how fond you are of him, because he did everything, he has done everything for you out of his love. And if your reaction is love towards him, asking for forgiveness, he will give you eternal life. That's Jesus. Amen.